Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Craig Earlham, Senior Market Analyst for Oanda. And how are you today, Craig?
Very good. The sun's shining, so I'm happy.
And the air conditioning's on in the studio. How long have you been Senior Market Analyst at Oanda for?
Since I started, so since the start of last year.
Oh, really? That long, eh?
Yeah.
Feels like years, actually. No,
just how long I've been in the industry, so many years.
Right, okay. No, they're good people, Oanda.
Very good people.
Right, let's get on to the markets and see what your views are at the moment. A little bit sort of holiday influenced, I would say, at the moment.
Yeah, the rally we saw in Brent crude was quite substantial. It certainly exceeded where I thought it could potentially get to. I was really looking at $50 a barrel being the real top end. It got to 51. It looks like we've now seen a reversal. I think it was probably overextended at those levels anyway. You can see that big evening star formation on the daily chart, which suggests that we're coming off our highs. We kind of now need confirmation of that. So we saw a little rebound off the 48.50 support. If we can make a lower high off the back of that, then that maybe suggests that what we're starting to do now is establish a new range. I think we've been looking for this new trading range in crude for quite a while now. And you're looking at this $45 to $50 a barrel level as being the most likely range at this moment. But first thing we need is to see signs that we have topped out here and we've had the reversal pattern. Now we need a lower high and then maybe we'll be headed back towards the 45s, although the 46.50, 46.70 level may pose some support in the meantime.
But hasn't the market gone mad believing that OPEC's actually going to be able to do anything about controlling production?
It has. In my opinion, the market is really bought into this whole idea that there's going to be a production freeze or a production cut. And let's be honest, a production freeze when the Saudis are pumping at record levels and Iran's increasing production faster than anyone expected and the OPEC as a whole is pumping at enormous, at really high levels. If we do see a commitment to a production freeze, does that really change anything? Does that really change the story that we're going to see this oversupply start to dwindle out at a time when US production could quite easily start to ramp up again? I don't really think it makes that big a difference. It doesn't add anything substantially.
Well,
the
two factors: this market's already up the better part of $10 on the basis of that. And the second point is OPEC hasn't actually been able to do a proper production freeze since 1973.
Exactly. And I'm sure back in 1973 and in the two decades that followed, there was a bit more harmony in OPEC than there is currently. I think what the OPEC have done here, they've backed the US into a corner and the US has responded a lot quicker than they anticipated. And now they are going to be forced to take some action. The question is, is this something that can be agreed in September? I'm not necessarily convinced it is at this stage. And if we do not get this freeze, then I think we could be seeing this heading a lot lower again. I think Mike made an interesting point last week that part of the rally may be driven by the weaker dollar, and that may help cushion any downside if we don't get a production freeze or cut. But I think what we're going to get is just this kind of language of we're going to continue to monitor the situation and if we need to react later, then we can and let the markets do their thing. The same old story. I'd be very surprised, if I'm honest, if we saw any cut or freeze.
Okay, next up we've got dollar CAD.
Yeah, just a bit of an interesting turn here. We had the double top on dollar CAD around the 130 neckline, 132 top here, and we saw that broken a few weeks back. Then we've seen that the move materialise. We saw the 200 point pips actually appear move quite quickly, and now we've seen. Now it looks like we're seeing a retest of that prior support level. I've added a fib on there. We've got the two moving averages, the 55 and 89. You've got the 50 back, which falls just on that 130 support level. 130 being a key psychological level. As it stands, we haven't seen the 130 itself tested yet. The 38.2 fib and the 89 moving average appears to be holding right now. But if we do see another nudge to the upside, I think that 130 is going to be key. If we see a move back above that 130, then I'd see that as a very bullish signal. But I'll be personally looking to see if we can get a rejection of that level and a confirmation of the break, which could be quite a bearish signal as well.
All right, let's move on to the silver, which looks like it's topping out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of the more volatile of the instruments recently, and we saw that big sell-off at the start of the at the end of last week and the start of this week. We saw it trading off 3% on the open. I think it was on Monday. After the we saw the late weakness and the late strength in the dollar on Friday. We saw that early reaction in the Asian session on Monday morning, so we saw it drop off 3%. And that seems to have been enough to drag it through. Again, that neckline here, you could look at that and say it's a double top, a triple top, whatever it is. But it certainly appears to be a break of a very significant level around that 1920s. Based on the size of the triple top that we've got, then I think we could be looking back at a move back towards these 1820 levels. And again, that's where you've got the 50 fib, the 61.8 fib, and you've also got a little 89 moving average in there as well to provide additional support. So that's your next key level for me. I think we're going to see it moving back towards those 1820 levels there, or there or thereabouts. And then you've got a number of key support levels, which will be a big test for silver to see just how bullish it's looking in the medium to long term, or potentially how bearish.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. Craig Erdem, Senior Market Analyst for Rwanda, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.